really want to look at what a woman really is about. A few points that I want to bring to us. And so when you look at the book of Ruth, mothers are very important. And the book of Ruth breathes that. Women are very important, and the book of Ruth breathes that. And so journey with me while I look with you in the story of Ruth. It teaches us a lot about life, and I want to take my time to talk you through it. It won't be long and we'll be leaving. Please, those of you wanting to take your mothers, I know some of you have booked 5-star restaurants and that. Please, let's just soak into the word so that when you get to your 5-star hotel or restaurant, it will be very, very meaningful and special. So the first point I want to talk on is the recognition of a mother. Look with me in your Bibles at Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. Let me give you a little bit background before we read this passage here. So, as I said before, it's a relationship between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. This book talks of Naomi. Naomi being the mother-in-law, she was married to Elkanah. And they were Jews, but there was hardship in the land of Judah. So they migrated to go and live in the land of the Moabites. And they stayed there for years. And during those times, they gave birth to 2 children. And the 2 children got married. And while they got married, the husband died, sadly. And the 2 sons also died, sadly. So when the sons died, Naomi, still living in the land of the Moabites, found out that God had blessed Judah again, being the Jews or Israel again, and that the land was being fruitful. So she decided to go back. And while she was going back, she told her 2 daughter-in-laws to go back to their families. They had a good time. They wept and wept and wept and wept, and she blessed them. One of the daughters-in-laws decided to go back, which is okay. There's nothing wrong about that. But Ruth, now come with me to this passage. Naomi told Ruth to go back to her people. And while she said that to Ruth, Ruth opens her mouth, and this is what she says. But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And where will I be buried? And where I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Naomi realized that this girl is serious about following me. So she shushed. She kept quiet. Shall we please pray before I go on? Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We open up that you will speak to us. Spirit of our living God, have your way amongst us. Be blessed and teach us today. Take authority here and give us that which we need to live for you today. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Glory to God. So, Naomi keeps quiet because Ruth made an oath. And while I'm studying this passage, I keep thinking to myself, what form of impression would Naomi have made on this young lady that makes this young girl makes such an oath, it must have been that Naomi was indeed a very good mother-in-law to this lady. As you can see, that even the other lady that turned back to go wept and wept and wept before she left. But Ruth would not leave Naomi. And she says, she basically, by the utterances that she made, she changed her religion, she changed her culture, and she gave up on who she was as a Moabite to follow a Jewish woman. What would make such a young lady? She was not bound by any law to keep on following this woman to serve her and to be a blessing in her life. But she felt the need to do that because the sons were dead and nothing held her obligated to do that. You see, there is something to learn from this. Even though the passage does not say much about how Ruth treated them before the children died, when you continue to study this passage and read this passage, you now get to understand why Ruth would not want to leave Naomi. And this morning, I want to say, Naomi is an example to us. You see, a mother-in-law that is being kind, who is treating another woman, another girl, another daughter a very unique way, that it makes the daughter want to follow her for the rest of her life. This is an encouragement to all of us. A mother-in-law. The word mother, when we hear, most people start to think of biological parents. But in this case, you see an example where somebody was not a biological parent, but yet still treated a young lady with uniqueness and specialty. And so, regardless of whatever role you are playing in somebody's life, you might be a mother-in-law, yes. You might be a biological mother. You might be a mentor. Continue to do the good work. It is God pleasing that you continue to do this good work. Sometimes it might not be comfortable. It might not. But keep up doing the good work. Keep up doing the good work. And so now, we want to look at things also from the view of Ruth. You see, her action and the oath that she made tells us that she really respected and held Naomi in a very high regard. To make such an utterance, she really respected her. And Ruth's example is something that we as children of God can learn from. Whatever role that somebody or a mother plays in your life, that person deserves your love and your respect. And which is also why on such a special day, we want to say, let us honor the women in our life. Because it is God worthy. When God puts a woman in your life, you want to bless that person. You want to continue to honor that person. As Ephesians 6 says, Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Honor mothers. What we are doing here is biblical. What we are doing here is biblical. And so mothers, be honored. Be exalted. And you see, sometimes as children of God and as Christians, we want to be so humble. We don't want to be exalted above our Lord. It is right. But you see, it is the Father's will that we get appreciated for the people that we are. The word of God says that give honor to whom honor is due. And for your hard work and your commitment and your kindness towards the people that you take care of, be honored. Be exalted. May the Lord's face continue to shine upon you. May you continue to receive the blessings of a mother, of a woman, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now the next point. Mothers are risk takers. What Naomi did was a risk. This young Moabite girl was a pagan, was seen by the Jews as a pagan woman. And if we know story, the Jews really did not want to have any association with pagans, people who did not worship the one true God that the Jews worshipped. And we also know from scripture that even God told them not to associate, as he's taking them into the promised land. There will be such people around them. They should not associate with them and marry their women, for when they do that, they will turn their hearts away from God. And so you find this Moabite girl that is a Gentile that the Jews frowned upon a relationship with, now following Naomi to go back home. Naomi was taking a risk because she did not know how her people was going to treat her and even the guests that she was bringing home. But she kept quiet. She kept quiet. A woman would do anything to care for their children or home. An example is Moses' mother. Moses' mother gave birth to Moses, who is a Hebrew boy, and the king had passed a rule that all the children of the Jews be killed in the land of Egypt. And so when Moses' mother gave birth to him, she decided for my child to be killed, I would rather take a risk. So she wrapped the baby, put the baby in a basket and put on the water. Hid the baby. She took a risk. If she was found, both her and her child could be killed. But she would do anything to protect her children. She will not stop at anything to protect that which God has entrusted into her hands. Even Miriam, Moses' sister, showed the instinct of a mother as a child. She was hiding and looking after her brother. And then when the princess got the basket, she runs and comes out and say, "Hey, I know somebody who can breastfeed this baby." She's taking another risk, even as a child. Women have that risk instinct in them to provide, to take care of, to shield. Can you imagine? When she came out, she could have been killed, but she did it anyway. Jesus' mother is an example. While everything was going on and Jesus was being crucified, on the way Jesus drops and the mother brings water. In the midst of Jesus being whipped, the mother brings water to Jesus. Drink. Another risk taker. She stood when all the 12, the so-called bold guys who were following Jesus, had run and had scattered. She stood at the cross looking at Jesus being murdered. You remember Peter ran away, "I do not know this Jesus," and cursed Jesus. But a mother does not run away. She stays and watches. You see, there are so many desires that you might have for your children here. There are many ways a mother would want their child to grow up, but a mother never turns their back even to the most stubborn or most ruthless child in this world. no matter what happens, no matter how a child grows up to become, a mother never stops. You know, I was raised by my grandparents. My mom was a very busy woman traveling, and she did what she could do. But I remember, before she became the wealthy woman she was, I remember my mom in Africa, in Ghana, when I would go to school and I would be sacked from school for school fees. Over here, we get this thing, social system taking care of us. We just dress up and we go to school. When I was growing up in Ghana, it wasn't like that. You have to pay for your education. And so they would sack me, and my mom would go through her wardrobes, and she would take her best cloth. And if you know anything about African history, kente cloth was very expensive. She would take yards of kente cloth and would go and sell just so she would make some money to take care of me. My daddy was busy doing other things. In most cases, you would ask, where is the father in this matter? I have traveled and I've gone around the world, and my mom is in Ghana, but she still calls me. When she rings me, she's asking me, hey, have you eaten? Hey. And I'm thinking, mom, come on, man. A mother will never stop. And so those of us here who feel that our parents are too much involved in our life, mom, just keep quiet, just be quiet. Mom, just stop it. I wish you could die. No, she can't. That is her nature. God created her to be like that. So appreciate it, love it, accept it. That is a true quality of a godly woman. I know some parents whose children have turned up to be vagabonds, naughty kids, that still love them regardless. There's a movie I watched, and the guy was a really notorious guy. So the police wanted to arrest the guy, and they went to his home, and he wasn't there. And they asked the mom, where is your son? And the mom said, do you really expect me to tell you where my son is? No matter what, mothers do not stop. They will take any risk to provide for their homes. It doesn't only end there. Mothers take care of their husbands too. I'm the big boy in the house. Can you imagine this? Big boy like me, my wife will call me, babe, oh, have you eaten? What do you want to eat? I'm like, come on, man. Babe, have you taken the suits to the laundry? And I'm like, oh, man. Oh, I'll pick them up. You go to church. Go do the work. She is taking care of me. I'm the big boy in the house. So we are three young boys in the house, and we have a mother taking care of us. Abigail set such an example in the Bible. Her husband offended David, and King David wasn't a king then. David got up, got on his horse, and said, I'm going to chase after this guy and kill this guy. And Abigail heard that her husband had offended David. Abigail collected some food and some good things in the house and went ahead and went to meet David to calm David down with the food. You see, another risk taker there. David would have killed Abigail and went ahead to kill the husband. A wife always sought, a woman who is married with a husband is always seeking for the best interest of her husband, not just her husband, her children, and the entire home. Glory to God, right? We thank God for women in our life like that. We thank God. So the next point I want to look at, there's one thing I want to say before I move on to the next point. Do you know, even in the news, Texas, when there was service and somebody entered the church killing people, a young woman jumped onto a child and she took shots and died for the baby. Mothers will never stop. They will take every risk. They are risk takers. They do it, and it is God that has made them that way. Whether we like it or not, it's their quality that they have. Which is also why women cannot be asked to be shushed. When you try to fight with a woman, you are in trouble. You will never win. Men, learn this here. Children, learn this here. You will never win. She will take the risk to win. And you know, that is also a principle that even very successful businesses understand, that they need women in their reasoning and in their wisdom and in their planning. Because a woman looks at things from a different perspective. It is not always about the macho guys. Some of us are empty-headed. So women here, young women here, in this house, we want you to know we respect you. We know you have an ability that we can never challenge or fight against. Be who you are in this house. I had said to Sister Yadira, women are not doing anything. This woman was still pushy. Now she found a way to still make herself useful in what men wanted to do. We were supposed to be doing the roses and all that. This morning, she was still battling with me on that. So I said to her, okay, you do what you can do and I will present it. Simple as that, right? If we learn these secrets quick, we will have such a peaceful home. And I know my sister will be marrying soon. Bro, he's busy reading. My brother, when you marry my sister, don't battle with her on that. Just leave her to be. Yeah? She will take over the house. She will take care of you. I know she's doing that already. See how handsome you look. God bless you. So now the next point is this. Mothers are resourceful. Mothers are resourceful. Look at the chapter 2 of the verse. The word resourceful means to have the ability to find quick and clever ways to overcome difficulty. That's the definition that the Oxford Dictionary gives it. The ability to find quick ways to overcome difficulties. Now look at Ruth chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. So now, going forward in the story, they've arrived at Bethlehem. They are staying, they probably slept and they woke up. But this young lady realizes that, oh, hold on, there's no food in the house. There's nothing to eat. She becomes very resourceful. Quick thinking. Now listen to what Ruth says to Naomi. And Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, let me go to the field and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whom's eyes I will find favor. Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. So she went out, entered a field, and began to glean behind the harvesters. As it turned out, she was working in a field belonging to Boaz, who was from the clan of Elimelech. See, when you study this story, Jesus came from their marriage, their roots and all that. And so if I really wanted to go ahead to discuss and to teach really well on Ruth, you will find that what God had done was amazing. But the point I want to make here is this. Ruth wakes up and she realizes that there is no food in the house and does not sleep and say, my mother-in-law has brought me to her people. I am a foreigner here. She would have made up any excuse not to get up to go and do anything, but not her. The godly woman will always find resourceful ways to provide for her home. She went, she said, let me go out and do some work. Let me go and collect some grain and bring it home. And if you read the passage, she went and she worked from morning till evening. It's only a short time she took to rest, and she continued working. And by her so hard working, she caught the eye of the overseer who was looking after the farm. And so when Boaz, the boss, came, the one who can change her destiny, came and asked about her, the report that was given about her was immaculate. I bet you Boaz was like, that is my opportunity. You see, women will always be resourceful. They will think, they will quick think on their feet. I remember seeing my mom when she goes to the market. People are paying her, she's talking to this one, she's doing that. And I'm thinking, whoa, how are they able to do that? You are unique, and this quality of you, we really do appreciate and admire. Continue to be this woman. Continue to be this woman. You see, most of us are foreigners in this land, but we still are surviving. We do not allow racism to stop us. We do not allow hate. Whatever challenges we are facing at work, our wives still get up and they dress up and they go because they have to provide for their home. They will find ways to survive. Everywhere a woman finds herself, she will survive. Anything that is worthy of doing. You see, when I say anything, a woman will do anything to survive. We also need to understand that there are certain things which are also not godly for a woman to do to survive. And some women are doing these things to survive. Prostitution. Selling themselves for money. You are well above this. There are other ways God can give you wisdom. And in these days, if a woman is not kind of like out there selling themselves for money, they think it's okay. But if you are in any relationship that is not worthy, that does not honor God, that you are giving yourself in order to survive, put an end to it. The godly woman will always find resourceful ways to survive, but it has to be in the will of the Lord. God says that He is holy. And so the things that we do needs to be holy and go by His word. Again, you see Naomi being an example of resourcefulness. She gave, if you read the passage, she continued to advise Ruth what to do. She told Ruth literally how to win Boaz's heart. Come on. Oh, mothers here, please teach your children for us. So some of us guys here, we need godly wives here. Please. She told her what to do. And this girl didn't go and throw herself onto Boaz. No. She followed the instructions. She went to do that. And she went to humble herself, submit herself. Some women have some characters that are very dangerous. Many of us are looking for husbands, but our characters do not allow us to keep a man. She went and she laid at the feet of Boaz, a symbol of submission. She told Boaz, I have come. If you're willing, I'm willing to serve you. Me? If Jimmy gave herself like that to me, my situation was different. You see, but these are things we need to talk about. Today is Mother's Day. And our women, some women are going about it the wrong way. in meeting the right person. Humility is key, and most women do not have it. Let us work on our characters. Let us work on our character. Proverbs 14 to 15 says, she is like the merchant ship bringing her food from far. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her family servant, for her female servants. I'll read it again. She is like the merchant ship bringing her food from far. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portion for her female servants. A woman, a godly woman, commits to working hard, being able to provide for her home. Resourceful in all ways. I have made up my mind, and I always say my wife is wiser than I am. She be the wise one, and I listen. Because things that I would like to do, she would do it differently, but she will always be successful in the things that she allows the Lord to lead her to do. My sermon has come to an end here. And I'd like to speak to our women in ways that when you